This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I thought Drake looked really good again today. I thought today was pretty even overall, but certainly I think the Patriots offense won their matchup. I think the Vikings offense won their matchup. So, sort of called today a draw, I guess, after the Patriots more than held their own on the first day.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll get to the week in review at 12:45. We'll get to the Pats as well coming up here in just a moment. Greg Bedard, I think, is on an island saying yesterday was a good day for the Pats. I didn't read and
like, oh, that's great news. And then you read everybody else's and you're like, oh, no, maybe that's positive thinking. Or I don't think anybody thought Drake May individually was bad.
Heard,
so if you want to highlight that part of it.
I heard a lot of that.
Yeah.
But what Bedard said there about May, I think most of the beat writers did. May was fine, but
he
the
did
rest
what he
of the
could.
Team got dominated. Bedard's the only one saying that.
Yeah, I don't know how you can give up that many sacks and have all the reports being the receivers couldn't get open. The one big play they made was like a Hail Mary. So you're like, good for you. Like, that's great that you connected that, but it's not something that's really sustainable. And then the defense got carved up. Oh, by the way, Jared Wilson got demoted then hurt. So I'm like, that all sounds pretty bad to
not
me.
Great.
It sounds like a lot of things that are kind of tough. I'll take the, if you want to be positive, Drake May, no turnovers. We were talking a lot about the turnovers after the team scrimmage, the joint practice, and the preseason game. Because he turned it over in all three of them after having a lot of practices without a turnover.
Yeah,
and
so
now he's back to not turn it over.
That is good.
Great, I'll take that as a positive.
But you also made the point yesterday where the turnover he had in the preseason game was because there was contact.
Yeah.
There's none of that.
Probably wouldn't happen. He was going to the ground, so that wouldn't happen in any of these practices.
He got sacked seven times yesterday.
Good Lord.
Or would have been sacked.
Did he throw seven times? What, did he throw 100 times?
No.
Oh, no, he threw 12?
Seven.
No, he threw like 12 passes.
I think he had 12 attempts. I think it was like 19 dropbacks counting
so
all the would-be sacks.
Less than 20 pass attempts, he got sacked seven times.
Yep.
I don't like that.
That's not a great ratio.
And also, the Jared Wilson thing is a bad sign.
Well, I was going to say, let me go in reverse order here of all of the bad items that came out of yesterday, May aside. Now, I'm with you. Jared Wilson is a bad sign. He started out working at center. He put some snaps on the ground with Drake May, so he moved off of that to left guard. And it's like, well, okay, if he's going to be one of your best five and it's Campbell and Wilson on the left side, that should be an improvement from a year ago. Yesterday, he got demoted. Ben Brown was getting reps above him at left guard, and then he left hurt. So I would say that's not great.
So Ben Brown is the backup center, clearly, and he's the backup left guard, but maybe now is the starting left guard.
Perhaps.
And we kind of know what Ben Brown is. Maybe he's fine. Jared Wilson, there was some excitement around him because he's the third-round pick. He played in the SEC, didn't have a million starts, but he played in the SEC, And guys were really talking him up in camp. They're like, oh, he's nasty. Like, he does this, that, and the other thing. We were talking about, oh, two rookies on the left side. It's pretty rare, but usually there's at least one of those guys is really good, and, like, maybe they can grow with that. And now you can't even get to the second preseason game, and that might not be his job anymore.
Not great. Will Campbell. And I said I wasn't going to freak out about Will Campbell in joint practices.
Right. However.
However, he gave up 3 sacks and 11 dropbacks, according to Phil Perry, all to John Greenard, who I believe is a Pro Bowler, has been to the Pro Bowl before. I don't know if it was last year or not off the top of my head. 3 sacks and 11 dropbacks. Like, I like what I saw out of Will Campbell against the Commanders on Friday. That was against backups. I'm assuming J.J. McCarthy's not going to start. We'll get to more of that coming up. But if the quarterback's not playing in the preseason game, I wonder how many guys for the Vikings are going to play. So I don't even know how much I can read into that with Will Campbell. So I just, when the whole offensive line is a turnstile and he specifically struggled so much over and over and over again with the same guy in such a small amount of snaps, I would say that's not great. DeMario Douglas had 2 drops yesterday, and from what I've read, got a little snippy with the media was like, well,
here we go again. One
was on me, but the other was like out of my frame. So, like, now, what, you're throwing the quarterback under the bus for
pretty
the
much.
Drop, or you're snipping with the media because they said you dropped something and you didn't think you did? Other issues yesterday, J.J. McCarthy diced him up.
Yeah, that's not good.
J.J. McCarthy, different metrics from different people. Callahan said 16 for 19, 5 touchdowns. I'm looking at Bedard's numbers now. 15 for 19, 4 touchdowns. Either way. Kyle Duggar on the second team again, Keith. He did have a pass breakup. That's good.
Okay, I like that.
But.
Yeah, this is alarming.
But he was demoted to second team, and even though, was it Hawkins who wasn't out there yesterday?
Peppers, I thought.
Oh, was it Peppers?
I thought Peppers was out.
I forget who was absent. Del Pettis was getting first team reps at safety over Kyle Duggar.
So Jalen Hawkins, Del Pettis, and the fourth round pick Craig Woodson over Duggar?
Dude, you're getting the Del Pettis.
He's gone.
I mean, that's a horrible, like.
Just been erased.
You got the eraser. Craig Woodson's ahead of you. Yeah, it's not a good sign, I would say.
Right? No. Was it Peppers who was absent yesterday? Whoever it was, Duggar did not move up. Del Pettis moved up, which I would consider a negative.
I don't know if Pepper. I think Pepper started practice and then left, I believe, because he wasn't on that original list of guys that were completely absent. But I think he either didn't participate in every drill, and then, yeah.
No, you're right. It was Peppers. Okay. Yeah. Who left at one point yesterday, and it was Pettis getting reps. Anything else I'm missing out of all the bad things that happened? We'll get to Diggs coming up. He's sort of his own topic. Well, Karen Garigian had items on that. Vrabel was weird about Steph Diggs yesterday.
Well, I think it was kind of included in there. But so Pop Douglas had a couple of drops. Steph Diggs did nothing. But I was reading a little bit from Mark Stormy Daniels, and he said just in the 11-on-11s, the Patriots receivers like weren't separating
zero,
at all. Like,
zero
they were
separation.
Just like they were covered the whole time.
Great.
That's not good because I was getting pretty excited after the Washington practice, and I was like, they are getting open. Look at Mac Hollins. Look at Pop Douglas. Look at Kayshon Booty. And then you go up against Minnesota. Things looked decent on Wednesday, but then Thursday seemed to be a completely different result.
Text line says, I went to one practice.
Brag. Who, that guy?
Yeah.
Or girl?
Or the sick text brag, line. Bro.
Yeah, guy or gal. There's no way these non-football media guys have any clue as to what the season will look like at any position.
Okay.
Okay.
What is that supposed to mean?
I think, is that a shot at Bedard or is that a shot at us? Who's that a shot at?
I mean, I guess it could be anybody not named Ted Johnson and Jermaine Wiggins.
I'm going to tell you right now. Oh, good point.
Right? Like, those guys know what they're talking about.
Even,
and I would say that they do.
Sir or ma'am. Yeah. I think even that texter would give them credit, I would hope.
Right.
They're football media guys. We're probably lumped in with the you should be lumped in with the football media guys over there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, yeah, sure, be. Sure. Yeah. I do appreciate Kern. Kern points that out a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, nice, thanks.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's been enough sort of predictions as to what the Patriots are going to be this year that there's probably one for every end result. So then what? Do you go back and be like, all right, the guy that said this, that guy's right. Like, that's sort of the nature of it. Nobody really knows for sure on any of it, but you're just sort of watching all these practices. These ones, unfortunately, we're not there for, but there's a handful of reporters who are, so we're sort of taking the consensus of everything that it is.
And
plus, they can compare it to previous year practices, previous season practices, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so this is where I felt like I personally was flying blind at training camp this year, and I don't have the insight you have, Pete, anyway. But, well, no Binox, no football experience like you, but I also hadn't been to a training camp in a million years, so I can't compare it to what Mayo did last year or like what Bill was doing at the end. I hadn't been to one in a while, so I didn't really have a good foundation to compare it to. But I'm willing to read into all this stuff, and I think it's important. And we came in, I wouldn't say raving about day one of joint practices, but we thought the Patriots got the better of the Vikings on day one.
Yeah.
Hart yelled at us yesterday. He's like, you guys are way too positive. And, maybe he was onto something because we were pumping them up pretty good after joint practice day one. And outside of Bedard, pretty much everybody universally said yesterday was a disaster for the offense and defense, which is also alarming.
No.
Also alarming because I think the defense had consistently been pretty good. They were good against the Commanders. They're good a lot of these days against Drake and the first team offense. To get carved up by J.J. McCarthy felt like something we haven't seen or read a lot about this preseason.
And it kind of feels like that Minnesota might just decide to end this thing on a high note for them because the game tomorrow – it might be kind of the Washington approach.
Yep.
Now, they haven't come out flat out and said it about every single one of their guys. I don't know if they're going to sit 30, regulars or whatever.
But McCarthy's not playing.
That's already a start. Justin Jefferson hasn't practiced.
Yep.
So, and that's a guy that doesn't need preseason at all. So if you're already down McCarthy and Jefferson, that was like the Washington game. You're already down Daniels and Terry McLaurin. So I was like, now we're going to have to grade this thing on a curve again? Because if the Patriots say, we do want to play a game, at least for a quarter, at least for a half, but it's like Buffalo week 18.
Yeah, I thought this would be a representative game, and it's trending towards not being that. I mean, if the other team doesn't start their quarterback, how are you supposed to evaluate anything the defense does? So I do think that's a shame. I wish Minnesota was going to play their guys. And by the way, I think it's a mistake they're not. Just like selfishly I want to read into it to analyze it and evaluate the game and come back next week and really dig in on it. But I just think that's a poor way to get a guy who's never started a game in the NFL ready for the season. How are they not going to give J.J. McCarthy a rep in a preseason game? How are they going to do
that? I don't know. Are they gun-shy because it was the preseason where he got hurt last year? But that doesn't make sense. Like, Bill Belichick would give you the great line, like, you tell me when he gets hurt and I'll take him out for that one.
Yeah.
Like, if you know for sure when he's going to get hurt. You would think that he would, especially with, over the last few years, only the three preseason games. You probably don't need to play in the finale. You already sat him in the opener. Kind of makes sense to play with this one, doesn't it?
So, in fairness, I just double-checked this. McCarthy did get a few reps. It looked like maybe a series or two, similar to Drake May in the last one. And I do think the joint practices are more important than the preseason game. I acknowledge that up and down.
Yeah.
The guy's never played a game in the NFL. I would still get him preseason reps.
Right.
And I would say the Patriots are handling this right. And I would question Kevin O'Connell, top-tier coach, when we went through it. Why am I blanking on our top tier? It was above the Crownham tier. It was best around.
Best around.
He's on the best around tier.
He was.
And I would question how he's handling this. I prefer the way Vrabel's doing it, assuming May plays tomorrow, and I think he will. I prefer the way Vrabel's handling it compared to O'Connell.
But it's funny, going back to the texture about like only football people know football, look at the head coaches in the NFL right now and how they're using their quarterbacks in the preseason. They're all different. So you can't be like, this guy knows what he's talking about, this guy doesn't. I brought up the example before. Joe Burrow's more established than every single one of these second-year quarterbacks, and they've had these bad preseasons, so he's thrown right in week one with Ja'Marr Chase in the multiple series. And then you have guys like Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels not playing, J.J. McCarthy's not going to play tomorrow, Drake May played a couple series. So every team chooses to do it a little bit differently. I'm with you, though. I would have thought J.J. McCarthy would have gotten a little bit more run because, unlike Jaden Daniels, he doesn't have any kind of track record to fall back on. This guy probably should get some reps, and it's too bad because, like, what Minnesota tries to do, whatever. But I was thinking for the Patriots defense, give him a couple of real looks.
Well, and I just wonder, and look, I do think McCarthy's interesting because he was taken after Drake May, but in the same draft, and he has everything around him, whereas May is lacking in what's around him. So I do think it's an interesting juxtaposition to kind of play off one another. But if we were doing the show in Minnesota, or flip it, and the Patriots were handling Drake May the same way, where he had a bad Wednesday at joint practices and then a really, really lights-out good day at Thursday on day two, and then they sit him for the preseason game, my insight, or feel anyway, would be, well, they want to kind of protect the psyche of the player, where they leave him finishing on somewhat of a high note.
Yeah.
Like, that might be the last competitive reps he gets in the preseason. He's not going to play in the third preseason game, I wouldn't imagine.
No.
They're done joint practices. So they don't want to risk him finishing on a down note because you don't want to rattle his cage at all. And that just tells me you think you can rattle his cage. So if I were going to read into it, I would frown upon that. And I think it's good May's going to get these reps in the game tomorrow. I think
was the
at
decision,
least I think he's
was
to.
The decision on McCarthy made prior to yesterday's practice,
no,
or they said it afterwards?
I don't think
it was announced
so.
Like late last
yeah.
week.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Kevin, is it Kevin Seifert? Who's the?
Yeah, that sounds right.
He's the one who I saw it from.
All right. So maybe you're right. Maybe they wanted to see what it looked like.
He said JJ. This is last night. JJ yeah. McCarthy will not play Saturday. Kevin O'Connell confirms what he has been strongly hinting. McCarthy got a ton of work the past 2 days, so maybe it was more forecast, but it wasn't announced until after the joints.
Yeah, so maybe they saw enough, and they're like, all right, good, we'll end on this. Question from the text line.
Oh, good.
Are we pretty confident that Jalen Polk is cut and Kayshon Booty makes the team? 100%.
Well,
no.
I'm not 100% Polk is cut. He might be on IR.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, Polk will not play a meaningful.
But Booty's 100% on the team.
Polk won't get a meaningful snap, and Booty has definitely made the team.
Booty, it's really more of, like, how high up on the depth chart he is.
Well, I think he's with that first group. I think he's a top three receiver. Hollins might mix in and steal some snaps. It might not be 100% of the top three reps, but he's going to be in that group.
So what's scary is I think, yeah, Hollins and Booty are probably jockeying for the third spot. But Steph Diggs is in pencil in that top spot because of the issues that are going on there.
Yeah.
And then Pop Douglas, we're reading about more drops, more drop Douglas. He's two. Like, that's not great.
No, he fumbled on Wednesday and he had two drops yesterday. Although if you ask him, there was only
one.
One
was overthrown.
The other was out of his frame, which he's throwing the quarterback under the bus.
Yeah, so that, I don't know. Pop Douglas has had some good moments this camp, but at one point he might have been their best receiver in camp.
Yeah.
Like, he had some good plays.
The joint practice against Washington, but, he was tremendous. Yeah. So let me ask you, Keith, outside of Drake May, the obvious one we talked about, we both expect him to play like a half. Is there a player you think has a good amount at stake on Saturday, or a guy who you want to see something out of to make their way on the roster or secure themselves as a starter, whatever that is? Is there someone you think has some real stakes in the game tomorrow?
I mean, it turns out Jared Wilson has a ton of stakes in the game because Will Campbell could have a bad game, but he's still going to be your left tackle. He's going to be your left tackle unless he gets hurt, I think. Like, they don't really have a backup. They have so much invested in him, so he's your guy. But Jared Wilson's kind of been all over the place and where he is. So that might be a true starting job battle. Like, he's on the team, obviously, but starting job battle, that
if he can even suit up. He left practice yesterday.
Right, so that's another thing.
But that would still be bad for him.
Yeah,
If he can't
time.
Play,
right.
And Ben Brown's in there, that's not great for him.
Because some of the other ones, I feel like, are pretty much made up. Ramondre Stevenson's banged up, so that's not good for him. But Trayvon Henderson's already set, and he's been doing well. The two tight ends are the two tight ends. Kyle Duggar feels like it's only a matter of time until he gets cut anyway.
So that was one I was just looking up. I was just trying to see how many snaps he took in the first game. He had 18 snaps in the first preseason game. I would take the over on that number for him in this game. And if he plays extensively, it's a showcase or he's about to get cut. But when you're getting fewer reps than Del Pettis in a practice, that's a bad sign. But he's one I would definitely be looking at. The other would be the one we've talked about a lot this preseason. It is maybe the 53rd guy on a 53-man roster on a 4-win team a year ago that we project to be better. I don't mean to make too much of the story, but Chisholm's a guy I want to see if he gets any reps with May. Not just if he plays well, but does he get any reps with May?
Yeah, he and Baker, that's probably the last roster spot, if you even think they're keeping six guys. But that's a good roster spot battle. I would say left guard is sort of like a starting position battle. Because defensively, like, it's somewhat set. You're really just waiting on the health of Gonzo and Davis specifically.
And if you're not getting the starting quarterback on the other side, again, how much can I really read into that?
It's tough.
So you guys can discuss everything you're looking for in the preseason game tomorrow. How concerned should we be coming off a bad day by almost all accounts outside of Bedard in joint practices against, admittedly, a good Minnesota Vikings team?
You like a 1 o'clock start on a Saturday?
No.
Me neither.
Well, selfishly, again, I got the fantasy auction tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it works out well for you.
So get that out of the way, or I wouldn't want it in the middle of the auction. But in general, no, I don't even remember. I don't remember them ever playing a preseason game in the afternoon on a Saturday or Sunday.
I feel like it was Thursdays and Fridays. I don't get this. I don't like it. Let the record show I don't like it. Mm. The Patriots play like 12 of their games Sunday at 1. or 13. Like, they played most of their games Sunday at 1.
I think that's why Vrabel wanted it. Vrabel's like, hey, let's get ready for our Sunday at 1
time. Yeah. Maybe it is. Although local time, it's noon.
Good point.
So I don't like that.
Well, you got me there.
But that's annoying. Like, let us have a couple more summer weekends where we don't have to worry about it, and then we're going to be locked in starting, you know, after Labor Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That's yesterday about how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State. But, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
I'm not baiting you into anything. He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited to where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes. But he's going to practice today. Hopefully he helps us in the red zone. But we can't predict the future about week one. I just know he's going to be out there today. And he works hard and, he cares, which are two important things.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Vrabel jumping down Phil Perry's throat yesterday.
For I am Costanza, Lord of the Idiots.
I don't know. It was just like out of nowhere. Unnecessary. Good question by Phil. Odd response by Vrabel.
Do you think?
And then, yeah.
So, Diggs said he's not sure if he'll be ready week one to Rossini. We played that for you a bunch yesterday.
And then he's like, the coaching staff's not that excited about it. I'm not that excited about it.
Garigian mentioned this in her story at Mass Live. Is it possible he's had some kind of setback?
It's possible.
I mean, he was out there yesterday. He's not doing much, but he was out there yet. I mean, is it possible
there's been
some sort of hiccup in his recovery?
Yeah. There's a chance. Well, it hasn't been reported.
Well, Vrabel mocked that idea, but yeah.
Okay, Vrabel mocked it, but Steph Diggs himself said, like, we'll see. Now, it could be gamesmanship, could be just, you know, cat and mouse, cat in the grass, as some are calling it. But I also go back to, and I know you're going to get into the Karen story, but the joint practice against Washington, he showed up late to the field. Now, I viewed it as, all right, maybe the guy was getting some other stuff done, or it's all part of the plan. But maybe it wasn't.
Her line was Diggs mysteriously showed up late to the joint practices against Washington.
Yeah, like, so what does that mean? Are you, like, actually late? And like, again, your alarm didn't go off late?
Again,
or are you...
Consider the source. This is Karen Garigian. First up, every time Mike Vrabel does a press conference, she's first up. Okay? So,
I'd be one of the longest tenured beat writers on the whole thing.
Yeah, and I would just tell you, I don't think she's gonna put a line like that in her story. If it's not...
She's just doing it for clickbait.
Yeah, I don't think she'd just write, he mysteriously showed up late, if she didn't have some inkling or some insight into the behind-the-scenes machinations there. She would just say he had his... the same way we phrased it, his reps were managed at joint practices or whatever.
But I mean, the more...
Mysteriously showed up late and then was held out of the Commanders game, which Vrabel just flatly said to Courtney and Curtis and Wiggy earlier this week, coach's decision.
The more we kind of play that out, now he's obviously been with the team and he's practicing and he's there in Minnesota and all this other stuff. Didn't play in the preseason game. I don't really look at that as any kind of punishment just because so many other guys didn't play, other guys that have been managed like him. But if you just play out him being showing up late, mysteriously late to the practice, like, I guess, how could it be a good thing? Either he's actually late, like somehow like was late to showing up.
If he was late, Vrabel shouldn't have let him participate in the rest of the session.
Well, so that's what I'm wondering. Like, so then maybe he wouldn't let him participate. But then, like, why would you be getting, like, treatment done during practice? Get the treatment done before practice or after practice, right? Everybody else is out there.
Right.
Everybody else that participated in the 11-11s. What you see more often is guys on time with the team then leave early.
Then they go off to a conditioning field.
Carl Davis is here, now he's not.
Yeah, Davis, there were a few times where Davis is out there. We're like, oh, he's here today. And then he'd go over to the conditioning field. Or Morgan Moses.
Usually guys didn't show up late.
Morgan Moses would just call for a relief pitcher and leave. And, yeah, we saw that all the time.
But they went through the stretching and everything together.
Diggs might have been the only one. Yep. There was one day where Terp was like, boy, May's awfully late. He was trying to start a thing.
Yeah, he was.
Terp's like, boy, Drake May's last one on the field.
That was Gotcha Media.
It was. You got to watch that Terp on your Gotcha Media. But, yeah, no, May was later, but he wasn't late to the practice. He was just late getting out there still on time.
Mm-hmm.
Diggs is maybe the only one we saw. I say maybe because I don't remember anybody else. I wouldn't swear by it. But he's maybe the only one we saw where he showed up halfway through.
There's maybe something there.
Huh. Garigian, let's stick with this, and then we can give you Phil's analysis after being under fire from Mike Vrabel yesterday.
Put in his place.
Karen Garigian today, in a story at Mass Live, how Stephon Diggs has gone from being the Patriots' best receiver to an afterthought. She writes, there's little disputing the fact that the star receiver, who was the team's best wideout early in camp. We've talked about this a lot.
First 2 days,
show.
It was Kyle Williams had a couple plays, but it was really Diggs.
And May was looking specifically to him, and he was making plays early in the sessions and doing it consistently. He's disappeared from the offense in recent days, Karen writes. While he consistently has been impressive in one-on-ones and seven-on-sevens, he's been an afterthought during full team drills, 11-on-11. On Thursday, he didn't have a catch, 11-on-11. So yesterday, that meant he hasn't registered a catch during four of the last five instances when he was involved in team drills. Wednesday, day one of joint practices, he did have three catches. He went back to zero yesterday. He had zero the three competitive sessions prior to that.
Mm.
Then Karen writes about him being mysteriously late, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So she puts actual numbers to it. We knew he was less involved.
Clearly.
I didn't realize he got a goose egg four out of the five.
Yeah, that one's tough because it does paint the picture because he doesn't. There's a big difference between, like, not dominating and then, like, not showing up, right? Like, he's a veteran. He's got a great career to him. And so you don't need Drake May to throw to him every single time. Like, I didn't expect the first day of camp to play out that way the rest of the time. Like, that wasn't going to happen. You got to get other guys involved, whatever. But this is very different. This is three of those times where you couldn't even get together on a catch.
Right.
Like, you know, think about all the receivers like that. She didn't include it in the story, but all the receivers that did have catches over those days. And so for him not to be involved, yeah, it's not ideal. It's definitely going back towards trending in the wrong direction for Diggs. There's no other way around
and
it.
And so maybe it's all encompassing. Maybe it's not linear, right? When you're coming back from an injury like this, he was way ahead of schedule. He was out there. He's running around, no brace, looked healthy. And we're like, boom, wheels up, 1,000-yard season. He's going to be Steph Diggs. I'm pumping the brakes on that to a degree. And again, maybe it's all encompassing. Maybe he is healthy enough to be out there, but he's not going to be the same player post-injury in year one in his 30s here in New England. Maybe it'll take some time. Maybe he'll never get it back. You know, again, this is a guy who had already shown signs of his play dropping from vintage years in Buffalo to his last year in Buffalo to the first half of last year in Houston, which was good, but wasn't dominant Steph Diggs. Now he's got an injury, new system, which maybe he's picking up, maybe he's not. Maybe he's not happy with not getting the ball as much as he wants to. There's been some comments about that from Todd Downing, the wide receivers coach. So maybe it's kind of a little bit of all of it mixed in. It's the health. It's the new offense. It's the not getting the looks. And, yeah, I think you put all of those together and you're not getting the most out of Diggs that certainly we were hoping to get.
Well, right, and this also then speaks to, like, the offense and the Drake May jump and, you know, Josh McDaniels having a big positive impact on it, because as much as overall, I know he had two drops yesterday, but overall Pop Douglas and Kayshon Booty and even Mac Hollins have all been better than I expected. If you don't have the guy at the top of that depth chart putting them in spots where they should be, that changes everything. Like, well, that's not a good trio of receivers if that's all you have.
You had two of them last year with May.
Right.
You know, and you swap out Hollins for whatever. KJ Osborne, I mean, he's better than that. Whoever else is out there, like Polk. Like, he's better than those guys, but that's still not good.
It's like, yeah, like, they're better everywhere across the board, but how much better? And if Diggs isn't a big factor, then it's just marginally better.
Let me hear Phil Perry on NBC Sports Boston last night. Number one, just because I want to hear his perspective on getting yelled at by Vrabel.
Yeah.
And number two, he's got some pointed criticism for Diggs. Here's Phil Perry.
For Mike Vrabel to sort of have to be his public relations assistant and tell us what he really meant in his commentary to a member of the national media, I don't know if that irks Mike Vrabel or if he's just looking to go back and forth with somebody in the media. But between Downing's comments, between his what I would call sort of quiet performance this camp, Vrabel's comments this morning, and the fact that Tom, he is not planning, is my understanding, on talking to the local media until he plays in a game. So maybe that'll happen this Saturday. I have my doubts. It all sort of adds up to there's a lot going on with this guy for a guy who doesn't look like a number one receiver.
Ouch. So I feel like that too. If Diggs is going to be a diva and a prima donna and he's not going to talk to the media, but he's producing, he's going to be a dominant number one, don't care.
Same.
If he's going to be a schlub and he's not going to be what he was pre-injury and he's just another receiver, then it's annoying to act
the way he was acting last year. Last year, the whole receiving room was pretty much a punchline, and I don't think Diggs, even in this state, is going to fall that low. But you remember we're talking about, Tyquan Thornton's posting this, KJ Osborne saying that, Polk says this. Yeah. Like, they all wouldn't shut up, and they're all terrible.
Pop on the tape, Douglas. Polk with his best hands.
They all had something to say.
KJ Osborne was bullcrap.
And they finally cut two of those guys, Osborne and Thornton.
Rager too.
I was just going to bring up Rager.
He was the one with the Bugatti in the carport. Wasn't that him?
Yeah, that was him. Classic.
So they ended up getting rid of like half of them.
To have confidence like that, that's probably why the man's a professional athlete. That level of confidence is just true. That blows me away. Yeah.
N'Keal Harry asked for a trade, right? And they're like, okay, dude.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, nobody wants you. And second of all, we'll take care of it.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think it's going to stoop to that low, but you're going to treat the really, really good players differently, despite what other coaches and GMs will say. You're going to treat them differently. So if you're putting up that kind of production, you'll look the other way on some stuff. But if you're not, and you're just like a number three receiver, it's the same thing people say about a backup quarterback. Like, a backup quarterback, you don't even want to know he's there. Like, if he's popping off and saying he should be the starter and everything else, that's one of the reasons why they got rid of Joe Milton, it sounds like.
I mean, we never heard anything until they traded him about any of
No, that's true. I'm just saying, but like that kind
but
of thing.
It does now.
Like, there's
sound that
talk
way,
now
yes.
in Cleveland about Shedeur Sanders and like whether or not he's going to be a good backup. It's like, well, I probably not. Either going to start him or you know, you might be a bit of an issue, but you certainly don't need it with you know, your top receivers.
Yeah, so I think Vrabel's annoyed with Diggs. That's all. That doesn't mean he's going to get cut. Someone on the text line is saying they're going to cut him. This is all foreshadowing. They're not going to do that. He's passed his physical and made his money. I don't think they're cutting him now. If they were going to cut him, it was before he passed the physical and before they owed him $12 million in signing bonus. They're not cutting him, I don't think. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So I'm not advocating for that. I'm not saying I think that's going to happen. I just think Vrabel's annoyed with him. And I don't exactly know why. I don't know if it was that he sat down with Russini and he has to manage his PR, like Phil said.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because he's squawking about not getting looks when he's not getting looks in the offense.
Well, that'll be an interesting thing. I mean, and we won't know that until the regular season. But if he gets targeted two or three times a couple weeks in a row, and then it gets down to, like, well, are you getting open? And if he, like, because there's a big difference. We can all see it on tape. You'll all be able to watch it. Be like, is Drake May missing him? Or is he covered? And then Steph Diggs thinks that he's still better than he is. Like, it could snowball quickly. Like, I'm definitely keeping a positive look at it. Like, I think he'll be on the team week one. I think he's going to be pretty good this year. Maybe I need to lower my expectations a bit, but I still think he'll be their leading receiver. But right now, I mean, you can't look at it and say it's not a little rocky.
Oh, no, it's rocky. And I think the reason Vrabel lashed out yesterday, he wasn't lashing out at Phil.
No, he's annoyed.
Phil was just the one asking the question. I think he was lashing out at Diggs.
Yep.
I think. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up on the Patriots. I'm now done with joint practices in Minnesota. Preseason game tomorrow. How much should Drake May play? What do you think of the Steph Diggs experience to this point? Has it been underwhelming? Again, you guys can weigh in on the phones. In the meantime, we'll get to the week in review that comes your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Wow, Jones, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Of course, like most weeks, started on Monday. Although I do know the week starts on Sunday. It's a common misconception. The first day of the week is Sunday.
That's not how Ken sends out. Wait, how does Ken send out the monthly?
Oh, it's like,
odd.
Is it Saturday, Sunday, then Monday?
I've never seen a weekly schedule that way.
It is wild.
It always throws me off. I'm like, oh, we're off that day. I'm like, oh, no, that's a Saturday.
Ooh, long weekend. Oh, no. No, that's, odd.
I've never seen that. Yeah.
Monday, a lot of people are talking about this Patriots backfield, and any good backfield, any good position group needs a nickname.
Oh, sure.
And the Patriots running backs now have one. I have a nickname idea, actually.
Oh.
You guys ready for this? You guys all sitting down? Looks like it. You know Cerberus, the three-headed dog monster that guards the underworld?
I know a succubus.
No,
which
no,
is what
Cerberus.
Bill is in a relationship with.
Cerberus, yeah, we'll get to her later. Cerberus.
No.
Three-headed dog monster protects the underworld?
Sure.
I think the Patriots might have a Cerberus backfield. I've come to this conclusion. I think Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson, and Travion Henderson are all going to be involved, and they're going to sort of all feed off each other, and they're going to be referring to it as the Cerberus backfield.
Nice.
What do you think?
I have a feeling that's going to catch on.
Thumbs up in the back?
All of it.
Remember where you were when you heard it.
Loved it.
Because
okay.
I feel like that's catching on, for sure.
I don't know how we copyright things. I've never got about copywriting things, but I know that's going to be a T-shirt. I'm going to lose out on money on that, but the Cerberus backfield.
Ken, let's get some hats. For those, if you could. Let's get those going.
Well, it's not going to be hats.
If you don't mind.
We'll see tomorrow. They got a game tomorrow. Mm. Maybe. I don't think Ramondre is going to play, but they might mention. They might say, hey, they're down one head of the Cerberus.
Yeah. Short.
It's possible.
Short a head and a neck of the Cerberus. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
This also sort of sums up our show nicely, sort of the number of different topics that can be discussed within 1 minute.
Oh.
But this did start Red Sox, and then it ended up really turning into a variety of things.
Oh. I'm going to be honest. I saw the Bregman home run last night. They're up 2-0.
Yeah.
I go,
sick brag.
Bregman dong.
All right, they're going to knock around Javier. I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, well, they're going to load up. Let me flip around the dial. I'll watch a few other things. I'll come back.
Who are you watching? I'm curious.
What Kathleen else is on? And I were catching up on Big Brother from Sunday.
Big Brother? Mm-hmm. What year is that?
Oh, it's, I think, BB27.
BB27?
Yep.
It's like South Park. South Park 27
I caught
years.
Up on South Park, Billy, the other night. I had seen the first two now.
I'll say this, Bill, and I know you're the biggest South Park fan here. I would say line for line, the greatest South Park character.
Satan. Satan's up there.
100%. Like Randy, Cartman, Butters, but they're in so much of it. I think Satan's not in a lot of episodes.
I think they have a high hit rate based on the
those guys are all unbelievable.
Amount of lines, but they have a
Satan
lot. They have a lot.
Awesome.
Satan has
I think is the best character. If I was going to do
anybody dressing up like Crow, everybody thinks they dress like Crow. They're going to like hook up.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
His player efficiency is very, very high.
When he gets
very
sad,
high.
Like, he's so big. And he's Satan. He's all, he gets just, he's miserable.
Just,
but,
sitting there reading in bed.
Yeah. So good. He's the best. But yeah, no. So
I'm still trying to figure out if that's still a picture of Skeet Ulrich above the bed, because it used to be Skeet Ulrich back in the day when it was him and Saddam Hussein. So like the first
Skeet
episode,
Ulrich.
Like you'd see just like the bottom of the photo. And I'm curious if it's the same Skeet Ulrich photo that was above the
I'll have to keep my eyes peeled on that.
Wait.
I love Skeet Ulrich. Alex Bregman Homer ended in I love Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
With a stop along the way of Big Brother season 27.
Yeah.
South Park season 27.
Yeah,
Satan.
I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but kind of a shocking elimination last night.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I saved a couple episodes for the Red Sox off today last night. But yeah. Kind of a
smart.
Shocking exit. Yeah.
All right. Well, we also got a hot food take out of Jones this week.
Did you see Play Tessie was making news with Roman Anthony? He hates ketchup.
Roman Anthony doesn't like ketchup?
Roman Anthony hates ketchup.
I love it.
I do too.
I love ketchup so much.
Play Tessie, though, on the Odyssey app. Gordo.
Good question.
He said the other day.
Was the question, do you like ketchup?
I think it was like,
it was like, what's your hottest
what's your hot
take?
Food take?
Exactly. Oh, hot food take. That is a hot food take.
Yeah, he said he hates ketchup.
Do you have a hot food take?
Yeah, I think I just like condiments. I don't really even think I don't even think I like food. I just think I like what I put on the
You're
food.
A dip guy.
Yeah. I don't even think. Yeah.
Just love the dips.
Yeah, like if you throw tomato sauce on something, you throw ketchup
You'll
on something.
Yeah.
Mayo. It really doesn't matter at the end of the day what it is. I'll probably eat that.
Okay.
I think I just like the condiments.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's very much the opposite of Roman Anthony.
He's gonna get some heat for that.
He's been getting heat for it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he was on MLB Network defending it yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
But at least the hot dog purists will celebrate that. Because there's the hot dog ketchup on a hot dog, people lose their minds.
Arcan probably loves Roman Anthony now. I haven't talked to him about this, but I'm sure he's number one with a bullet on Arcan's list.
Arcan made some news this week, too.
Yeah.
That sound Jones made. I don't know if he's inhaling a marijuana cigarette or if he's like deflating a balloon.
Or bacon sizzling.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear bacon. It. Let me hear it again. Yeah, especially. Sounds like Gail the Snail. What that sounds like. Food is just the delivery system for the condiments. That's all. I don't really even appreciate the food all that much. Yeah.
I hate to ruin the surprise, but we may have landed on our Halloween costume. Celebrating with the most recent Dustin May start for the Red Sox. His second start went a lot better than his first start, and I think people might really be into Dustin May.
What I'm about to say about Dustin May, I don't think matters, but I'm intrigued by it. He's a bit of a wild man out there.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the hair.
It's the hair. Gosh, it's the reactions after strikeouts. Yeah. He had, like, his tongue wagging at one
Love
point.
That. He's into it.
I like it too.
He's aggressive in the right ways.
He went up like a half notch in my book last night. I went up a half notch.
Oh, Tarzan out there on the mound? You like him?
Yeah.
Do you think he drives a chopper? I feel like he drives like a big old hog out there.
West Coast chopper?
Yes.
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 Yeah,
sunglasses.
Sure.
Tiny helmet just because he follows some of the rules, right? Not all the rules.
Yeah,
we got a little helmet.
We only get pulled over.
I bet like a leather vest. I could see the big mane flowing in the back.
Oh, it's perfect. That's perfect on the back of a hog.
Oh, it's the only way to drive.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that could be Dustin May. I think he has a chance. If he gets good, I think he'll be embraced because he looks nuts. They might even give out the hats that have the hair on the back.
Oh,
you know those hats?
I would buy one of those.
Oh, yeah.
A green one?
A little mullet hat?
Like a green.
City Connect with the red flowing hair in the back.
Yeah.
Great Halloween costume. What are you going as? Dustin May. I'm going as Red Sox fifth starter, Dustin May.
Weren't you 4-time Rolle Aids relief man of the year, Raleigh Fingers, one time?
Maybe I'll just be pitchers. That'll be my gimmick. We got to get the Red Sox to get one of these hats made. So we don't have to do it ourselves.
You're just giving away free ideas left and right.
I know.
Cerberus, I don't think you trademarked that for the Patriots backfield.
Nope.
This Halloween costume.
It's true.
Which, again, it's now turned into a full show.
We're all going.
Everyone's going. We have Pure Hoops and Turp comes in.
It tickles me just right.
He walks in.
He's also basketball version of Dustin May. If Dustin May played pickup hoops, this is what he would look like.
Yeah.
I love that idea so much.
Yeah, it's good.
I tried explaining it to my wife, but she did not nearly as humorous as we did.
Me, you.
I go, but we're all Dustin May. Then they show Nick and Billy, they're Dustin May. And then back to us, we're Dustin May.
I don't even know who Dustin May is. I'm not sure even how funny Billy or Nick think it is. Turp, I have no clue. I'm pretty sure most of the audience doesn't.
I think it confirms the gas leak in this room.
But me and you enjoy it, yeah.
We also, of course, we could not ignore the big podcast outing of Taylor Swift making her podcast debut with the Kelce Brothers.
Yeah.
So you asked me what my biggest takeaway was from the podcast. So I don't know if it was the lighting there, but her skin's quite fair. Like, she's very, like, white.
This is the big takeaway.
This is my big takeaway. Oh, yeah. And it reminded me in high school, and this isn't bullying, I don't think.
Okay.
But there was a girl that had very, very white skin, and we called her a vampire.
Yeah.
Which is like an old English way of saying vampire, because she was like very fair skinned. So we thought she could only come out at night. And then a year later, no, she's very attractive. It's got nothing to do with that. So we're like, oh, the vampire. And everybody knew who you were talking about. Like, oh, did you see the vampire?
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, another girl came, very similar complexion. So we called her the vampire too. So we had two vampires in high school. And that's what I thought of when I was watching like a couple clips. I was like, yeah, she's attractive and everything. That's not the point. The point is just very
fair
skinned.
Well.
Did you have a takeaway?
Those might be fighting words for the Kelces. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not an insult. I don't think that it is an insult at all. A lot of vampires are very attractive.
Well, this is true.
It's actually maybe the biggest compliment you can receive.
Yeah, that's actually very true.
But no, that was that.
They're a sexy, sexy breed.
A brood. Yeah. More of a brood than a breed.
That's good insight.
All right, we have three Brag of the Week nominees.
All right.
So I'm going to present them to you, and then you can decide what the winner is. You yourself at home or in your car can decide as well. So here's one from a caller.
I am old enough to remember the show My Three Sons.
Sick brag, bro.
Pretty good?
That's a strong start, yeah.
Pretty good. Here's one from Patriots head coach and Hoss of the Week, Mike Vrabel.
Plus, I like the cheese curds.
Sick brag, bro.
He likes the cheese curds.
I like a cheese curd, yeah.
And how about this? Great to hear him today. Friend of the show, Andrew Razor Raycroft.
Oh, yeah.
Was on in the morning show. I guess he was asked about us.
Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't, didn't really crack a smile.
Oh, no?
No. He said he's never even thought about us.
Oh, boy.
Which stings.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why he had to go there.
That was really mean, I thought.
Yeah.
It was great to see him, though, in the studio for a second. Kind of took off
did
out
you
of here.
Did you cross paths?
Yeah.
He had scurried out of here by the time I got
him.
Oh, okay.
I said, hey, there he is.
Oh, nice.
Then he kind of left. So that was kind of it. But he did not leave before providing
water. He had to record Morning Brew, I think.
Probably.
Yeah. Yes.
Probably. He had to pour himself a nice cup of coffee. But he didn't leave without leaving us with perhaps the brag of the week.
Like, I went to Oasis in London.
Sick brag, bro.
That is an impressive.
Oasis in London.
It's cool.
The coolest. They were broken up for so long.
Yeah.
Then they got back together again. And it's not like you saw him in Boston. We're all in Boston. He went to London to see him.
Yeah, it's true.
So what do you got?
They're not even coming to Boston, are they?
You go in My Three Sons, cheese curds, Oasis in London.
Yeah, well, I'm a good company man. Let's go with Razor.
Like, I went to Oasis in London.
Sick brag, bro.
There you go.
Pretty good.
How do we give him that directly? We give him the award
next
for brag
we
of the
see
week
him.
Directly. We'll just pass that off to him.
Next time we talk to him.
We have to have Ken do it.
Maybe Ken.
Yeah.
No, I'd be happy to. I don't know if he's filling in more often. This is the first time he's been in here for a long time.
I don't know.
So I don't know. But if he does, he'd be happy to hand it off.
He can brag about, hey guys, I got brag of the week. He can brag about that to Bergie and
Marsh.
Tukes.
All the guys. Yeah.
It'll be good.
All the bees. Okay. I think he's high on the Bruins this year.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I missed that.
I think he said they're going to be good.
Yeah. Oh, good Bruins breakdown this morning.
Yeah, they talk quite a bit about the Bruins
from
what I heard.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Yep. High on the Bruins. I can see why. So there you go. That's the Week in Review here on Jones and Keefe every Friday at 12:45. 617-779-7937. Still a lot in store on the program today. We got the grab bag. We got Clip du Jour all leading up to WEEI afternoons at 2 o'clock. We can circle back to the Red Sox as well coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.